On Friday, 15th of July 2022, the United States President Joe Biden visited Saudi Arabia from Israel. In fact, he's also the first president to fly from Israel to Saudi. In this video, we're going to understand what is the meaning of this trip and what conclusion can we draw by analyzing the whole scenario. The first thing that you have to understand is that United States and Saudi Arabia's relations after the arrival of Joe Biden has not been very healthy. I'm carefully using the word not healthy. I'm not saying the relationship is bad, but it's not good either. There are slight tensions. There are a couple of indications behind it. If you remember in 2017, after becoming the president, Donald Trump made his first official visit to Saudi Arabia. He did not go to Canada, he did not go to UK, Germany, Vatican City or any other European country, nor he went to Mexico. Although if you see, most of the time these countries are the first on the list whenever a new United States president is elected. You can see that with George W. Bush, Barack Obama and Joe Biden. So after becoming the president, Donald Trump's first official visit was Saudi Arabia. And at that time, King Salman bin Abdul Aziz personally came to the airport to greet him. And this time, when Joe Biden arrived, no one from the royal family came to the airport to greet him. The president was received by the governor of Makkah province, Khalid bin Faisal. But later on, when the US president went to the royal palace, there Prince Mohammed bin Salman greeted him. Now you may be thinking, what's the big deal? Well, you must know that he is the United States president. He's not some XYZ country's head. When such a person of that stature arrives, and you being the head of your country, you don't go personally and greet, that sends a lot of signals. In geopolitics, you need to decode these kind of signals, and that's how inferences are made. Because these kind of gestures are intentionally done by a state head, and these are usually not a good sign of healthy relationship. So that is why we have to understand that the relationship between United States and Saudi Arabia after Donald Trump has not been so good. Plus, if you also remember, Donald Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia in 2017 made United States sign a $110 billion arms deal with Saudi Arabia. And that was the main reason why Saudi Arabia used to like Donald Trump. However, back in the United States, the Congress was not in favor of this. There was enormous pushback from many in Congress against giving weapons to Saudi Arabia. In fact, the State Department under Trump's administration approved the sale of $290 million worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia, and that too it was finalized in the same month of January when Joe Biden took his presidential oath. And then if you also remember in 2019, when Joe Biden was campaigning for his presidential election from the Democrat side, he said he would stop arms trade with Saudi Arabia and UAE. Basically, he would overturn Trump's administration orders, and that's what he did after coming into office in January 2021. In fact, the arrival of Joe Biden's administration in 2021 was actually based on tough talks regarding Saudi Arabia's human rights violation. By now, you already know that the United States Democratic Party has always used democracy, human rights, peace, environment, etc. as a tool for their political advancement. If you look at the 2021 list of things that Joe Biden and his Democratic Party had promised to deliver, you will notice that slowly, one by one, they are taking a U-turn on it. And of course, there are reasons behind it, but the point is, the US Democratic Party is taking a U-turn on most of their promises. Whether it is Democrats' climate agenda, while campaigning, he said he will ban oil and gas permits if he becomes the president. If you see, after becoming president, he took a U-turn on it and gave record number of drilling permits. If you remember the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018, at Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and then the United States CIA had concluded by saying that Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman had ordered the killing of that journalist. If you see, Joe Biden before becoming president, during his presidential campaign, he used to openly say that he is going to hold the Saudi prince responsible for this incident once he becomes the president. But then if you see, he took a U-turn on this issue as well. The point of this video is not to tell you about the U-turns of Joe Biden, it is just to give you a reference regarding what are the potential reasons behind the change of US-Saudi relations. And if I may add one more point in this context, see, it's very simple. If I don't give you all these facts, you can easily figure out by this one point. United States Democratic Party is basically a left-leaning socialist liberal party. Their favorite issues are democracy, human rights, social justice, environment, etc. As I've already said, they use all these issues for their political advancement. On the other hand, if you look at Saudi Arabia or most of the Middle Eastern countries, by nature, they are not a democratic country. They are not even a secular country, they are Islamic countries. So if you see, there is an obvious, well understood ideological differences between the Middle East politics and United States politics. So it is natural for them not to get along with each other. However, the reason any kind of relationship exists between United States and the Middle East is only due to each other's geopolitical interests. And for United States, they cannot leave any particular continent or region alone. They have to be involved. US has to have some interest in every corner of the world. That is how United States is able to keep its own home safe. There's an old saying, in the world of politics and power, if you want to keep your home safe, you need to keep others' home burning. Otherwise, you will not know who will attack you from where and when. There's another saying, if you're not on the table, then you will be on the menu. If you want to influence a decision, then you must be present at the negotiation table. And if you're not present, then something may happen which will be unfavorable to your interests. That is the reason United States is involved, both directly as well as indirectly, in most of the conflicts of the world. So anyhow, now that you have understood that the relationship between United States and Saudi Arabia is not that good, therefore this trip by Joe Biden is being seen as an attempt to get relations between Saudi Arabia back on track. That also means that it is the United States who wants the relationship to be good. That means United States needs something. That is the reason in the beginning I've told you that in geopolitics, you need to decode signals, and that's how inferences are made. When Joe Biden arrived at Jeddah Airport, the Saudi prince did not receive him personally. These are subtle signals or messages which are sent before negotiating. At the end of the day, in diplomacy or in any kind of negotiation, everything is about needs versus wants. So Joe Biden's arrival is seen as a need. Of course, in return, even United States has to offer something based on what Saudi Arabia needs. However, the subtle signal that was given by Saudi prince by not going to the airport tells you a lot about the initial setting of any possible negotiation. And now let's try to understand why Joe Biden visited Saudi Arabia. So the reason Joe Biden visited Saudi Arabia was regarding the rising fuel prices. If you remember, in the beginning of the Russia-Ukraine war, United States had suspended the import of Russian oil. On the other hand, United States had asked Saudi Arabia as well as Venezuela to pump more oil to bring the prices of fuel down. But then they refused. Actually, if you see, the reason today fuel prices in the world is so high, it is because of United States. I have made a video in that I've explained in detail. The link of that video is in the top right corner. Watch the video, you will understand how it is because of the United States government policies. Today, fuel prices across the world is expensive. So the main reason behind Joe Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia is to convince them for pumping more oil, so that there is some relief in the prices of fuel inside United States. And the fact of the matter is, United States economy currently is not in a good shape. The inflation has reached 9.1%. I have a video on US inflation, what's going on inside United States, how it all happened. It's basically a podcast in audio format. So here's the link, listen to it. You will understand how United States reached the 9.1% inflation mark. So to bring some relief to the US economy, ultimately to run any economy, you need energy, fuel. If fuel prices are high, then everything in the economy becomes expensive. So if you see, the US president had no other option. He had to visit Saudi Arabia. Plus, winter is coming and they need fuel. If you see, the West does not want to negotiate with Russia. Particularly, United States wants to continue the war against Russia. And at the same time, it also wants an alternative to its domestic fuel supply from Saudi Arabia. If you have watched my previous video, in that I have mentioned that this Russia-Ukraine war will continue till winter, end of this year. Russia has already cut down the gas supply to Europe. But United States is still supplying military equipment and aid continuously to Ukraine and prolonging this war, instead of sitting down with Russia and negotiating. That means the West is clearly showing no signs of withdrawal. Similarly, Russia is also not showing any sign of backing off. Regarding Europe, winter is slowly approaching and Europe will start to freeze. And that is when Russia will play its next move. To run the European economy, they need electricity, power and energy. If Russia shuts down their gas pipeline, it will create an economic and political crisis in Europe in the coming winter. So before winter arrives, Europe has to look for an alternative. Either they will ask Norway to supply oil and gas, or they will go to Middle Eastern countries. So this is the main reason why Joe Biden, on behalf of the entire Western countries, is visiting Saudi Arabia. And I've also said this in that video, even the Middle Eastern countries know about this. Even they are waiting for that moment when Russia is going to switch off the valve or reduce the supply of gas. Only then the Western countries will approach the Middle East. In the Middle East, United States can ask only three countries to pump more oil. They are Saudi Arabia, UAE and Qatar. United States will not approach Iran because they are the reason behind crushing Iran's economy. So that is the reason the US president went to Saudi Arabia. And by the way, last time Joe Biden called Saudi Arabia was in the month of March. They refused to pick up the call. And now, after 2 months, Biden had to personally visit Saudi Arabia. That means one thing is for sure, Saudi ruling class is being assertive. And on the other hand, there is a pressure on Joe Biden. Because if he fails to bring down the gas prices in America, then this will very well become the US president's downfall. Now let's look at the other end. What will United States offer to Saudi Arabia? What is it that Saudi Arabia is most likely to gain from? And how will United States package and sell it to Saudi Arabia? If you want the answer to this question, the first thing that you have to think about is, who is Saudi Arabia's enemy or threat in that region? It is sitting right opposite of the Persian Gulf, Iran. The same old Shia-Sunni rivalry. If you are interested in understanding the Middle Eastern politics, I have a video on that as well. You can find the link of that video in the top right corner. So if you understand the Shia-Sunni rivalry, you will realize that this conflict forms the main base of United States' foreign policy in the Middle East. What United States can offer to Saudi Arabia is help to deal with threats from Iran and its allies. Saudi Arabia and United States have a common threat in Gulf region, that is Iran. Plus, the US has more than 14 military bases in the entire Gulf region, which can be used for operations against Iran, if needed. I have previously spoken about this in my video, and I'm really sorry for recommending you to watch my older videos, but then most of these geopolitical conflicts have been covered in my previous videos. And the reason I'm putting the link of those videos in between is so that you can go and refer them just to get more idea. Anyhow, if you remember in June 2021, United States had removed the batteries of its most advanced missile defense system, that is the Patriot, from Saudi Arabia. Since then, the Houthis have been actively attacking Saudi forces. After the United States withdrawal from Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia's security situation has become somewhat weak. And surprisingly, these Houthis, who are Iran's proxy forces, have built their own drone industry in Yemen. And by the way, currently you must have heard in the news that Iran is going to supply lethal drones to Russia. Although this is a report of the CIA. Anyhow, so in 2020, the Houthis have conducted hundreds of cross-border attacks in Saudi Arabia, including missile and drone attacks. And Saudi Arabia desperately wants to stop Houthis missile flying into Saudi airspace, because now Houthi rebels' targets are becoming more and more strategic. They are targeting oil refineries, airports and shipping ports. So there you go, even Saudi Arabia has a need that the United States can potentially fulfill. In simple words, what United States has to offer to Saudi Arabia is a military alliance against Iran. And back in the United States, Joe Biden can possibly face a huge backlash from the human rights community. If you remember in the beginning of this video, I said, before being elected as the president, Biden had promised that he is going to make Prince Mohammed bin Salman accountable for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi's death. Although Joe Biden said that he did raise the issue, but then he simply gave a warning and both of them moved away from that topic. So back at home in United States, human rights community is not very happy about it. They wanted Biden to publicly call out the Saudi prince. Then the US president also had the pressure of talking to the Saudi prince regarding release of political prisoners and lifting travel bans and other restrictions on many American activists. Even that did not happen. And then few congressmen back in the United States expected Joe Biden to talk to the Saudi prince about suspending offensive support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. Even this was diplomatically sorted out. The Saudi prince said that he is ready to do negotiation with Yemen's Houthi rebels only if United States act as a middleman. So you see, Joe Biden is going to face a lot of backlash within his own Democratic Party as well as from the human rights community. But the main point to understand here is that the Crown Prince has good relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And right now, if you see, United States has two big challenges. The first one is to counter Russia with full force. That is why United States is constantly pumping more and more money and military equipment to Ukraine so that Ukraine does not stop. And the second one is, United States also has to compete with China economically, because the Russia-Ukraine war is also costing heavily to United States. As I said, the US economy is not in a good position right now. That is why United States had to turn towards Saudi Arabia and re-establish Saudi Arabia's strategic importance for getting more and more oil. Now, we have to wait and watch what Russia is going to do. And by the way, Putin has spoken to Saudi prince right after 1 week of Biden's visit. Now the question is, what will be Russia's move? Will Saudi Arabia's friendship with Russia turn out to be the final nail in the coffin for United States? The West was trying to isolate Russia, but now it seems Russia is trying to isolate the West economically by reducing gas supply and possibly shutting off valves, which in turn will force the Western countries to look towards Middle East for energy. And then Russia is also speaking to the Middle Eastern countries. And then Middle Eastern countries will definitely increase the price. It's an opportunity for them. So this way the Western economy will be controlled. And now Biden will also talk to China in the coming days. Now we have to wait and watch what Russia is going to do. Will Joe Biden lose some political rating back at home for not scoring enough in this trip? These two are the main questions that we will have to look forward to in the coming weeks. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.